Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 106. How easygoing are you? While it's incredibly important to stand up for yourself when you're being slighted, or call out true injustices and follow your intuition, it is equally as important to be flexible and accommodating of the constant real-life possibility that shit can go wrong at any given moment. We have covered the fact that we can only lay out tentative plans, and we have to allow the path to unfold with us. And we've discussed how our attitude is the only thing we can control throughout a journey. But today, I want to speak on a more micro level. How flexible are you really? If I were to tell you that this is my last episode of this podcast, and I won't be continuing on tomorrow, how would that make you feel? What sensation arises? If it doesn't stir up an emotion, try to consider how you'd feel if your favorite show was simply not available anymore. Take a second to really sit in that feeling. How would you react if your plans today were suddenly canceled or changed without notice? How would you feel if you dropped your phone right now and smashed it, or if your power went out while you were working? All of these things are not only possible, but fairly probable happenings for a lot of things at many points. And while I recognize that I am not the most patient person, even the thought of each of those potential circumstances initially made me feel warm, overwhelmed, a little angry. This happened to me recently when my partner and I were attempting to do our taxes, and I didn't have one form that I needed to be able to hit submit. I felt so overwhelmed that I began to tear up. I noticed immediately my emotional thinking mind had begun to take me down the worst case scenario path. I hadn't even given myself time to process the reality of my situation, but somehow I had time to fantasize about a very unlikely potential outcome that ended in me in prison for accidental tax fraud. After I noticed myself spiraling and doing this sensationalizing, I did a quick breathing exercise to remind myself of my current, real surroundings, and I checked in with the feelings in my body instead of the racing thoughts in my head. My forehead and cheeks were warm, my heart was beating quickly, and my chest was pretty tight. I could legitimately feel my skin begin to relax as I breathed through the physical feelings. When I allowed those sensations to dissipate, I could redirect my attention to the next possible point of action. I was able to calmly email my gig about the form, and within 45 minutes, they responded with the information that I needed, which was I didn't need the damn form in the first place. This is often the case. If we don't let our emotional thinking brains take over, we allow ourselves to let the sensation come and go without resistance, and then we can quickly find solutions that get us out of those initial emotions in the first place. We can break a cycle if we allow ourselves freedom from thinking brain just for a moment. It works in most situations. If my show is canceled, I can find a similar show to fill the time that I might not have even known existed had my favorite show not been unavailable. Or if my plans are canceled, I can spend my energy on a passion project or an errand I've been putting off. If my phone gets destroyed or my power goes out, I can find temporary solutions while I work out more long-term fixes and may find out that I was paying too damn much for insurance anyway. Stepping out of emotional thinking and into emotional being takes practice and redirection, but it often allows us a world of new possibilities that would not have been available to us had we not had the change of plans in the first place. Allow yourself freedom to be a laid-back person once in a while, and recognize that the universe will support your mission if it's a good one. A setback is only a setback if you let it set you back. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.